Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today is Potapalooza Day. I'm so excited to meet so many new people and reconnect with some friends I've had in the past. Our next guest, I cannot wait to hear her story, her journey. Christine Lauer is going to share with us allergy breakthrough. Allergies have plagued me off and on through my life, and it can be a big deal. I had knee replacement, Christine, and they insisted I do an allergy test to see if I was allergic to metals. Highly allergic to nickel. If I had not gone to the surgeon I went to, I would have never been tested. I'm not just allergic, I'm highly allergic. 8's allergic, 15's the highest they've ever seen. I was 20.2 allergic to nickel, which is in most knee replacements. I don't think I would have made it out of the hospital. But I'll turn it over to you. I'm going to talk about allergies some more. And how did you get on this path? It's so interesting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. Interestingly enough, I was in IT. So I was a computer programmer. And I did that for several years. And I had my kids and I stayed home. My daughter at 3 months old suddenly developed eczema. Scratching yourself bloody, the whole nine yards. And all I was told at the time was, okay, change laundry detergent and maybe switch and use this formula. And that was it, and nothing changed. So I was literally battling things with her, and nothing was working. So I was putting like Vaseline on her face and her body. She was like this grease monkey.
And then trying to keep her from scratching and from the sores from getting worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And so then at 1 year old, it all disappeared. And I thought, and I wasn't thinking anything. I was clueless. And I says, great, it's gone. I don't have to worry anymore and carry on, you know? And then what had happened is I started to learn a little bit about nutrition. I'm talking like next to nothing. And I was talking to another mom and she was telling me about like omegas. And I thought, oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and there's a school for nutrition. And I went into the school of nutrition. And I thought I was eating well. And then you read that and you go, oh, not.
Maybe not.
And one of the books we went through was allergies. And it talked about the traditional and non-traditional. I thought, oh, my goodness. And so then I started to piece together. The reason my daughter had eczema was because I was on the dairy formula initially. Because I didn't have enough milk for her, right? And then the doctor switched me to soy. So I went from bad to bad. And until she stopped having it, she still had the issue. And it finally clued in. And that's when my path kind of changed, because then I learned about different ways of testing and from the book too. You can do something called applied kinesiology and biofeedback and bioenergetics. Oh my gosh. And away I went, you know, and then I started learning about, you know, I'd go to the bookstore and there'd be this book on by someone named Donna Eden, Energy Medicine. Oh, grabbing that, you know. Learned acupuncture, and then, and you know, my husband also had allergies, seasonal. So between him and my daughter, I worked on them first using this laser acupuncture, and things cleared up because my daughter's eczema was initially coming back. And I thought, okay, then now I know what I'm doing. And then I started to incorporate that into seeing clients. And I've been doing this for about 20 years. And obviously I haven't gone back into computer science. So
no, you stepped away from that.
I did a complete like 180.
Well, okay, so along those lines, I do Dr. Bradley Nelson's Emotion Code, Body Code, and Belief
Okay,
Code
yeah.
work, and he started out as a computer programmer person, and I think there's something about that computer programming mind where you start wanting to see connections and you easily make them, where somebody like me who does not have that background at all may not be able to make those connections so quickly. And it's interesting all the things that come together and all of a sudden you're on a path. Like, I didn't think I'd be on this path, and I'm sure you didn't expect to have been on this path. But I want to know what laser acupuncture is. I've never heard of that. I've heard of just acupuncture, and I've experienced acupuncture, but I've never heard of laser acupuncture. So tell me more.
So basically, what it is, and I always like to have funny little comparisons so people can get the visual. So, you know how cats chase the little red laser light? So, that's basically what it looks like. Except you can use like a device that's connected to a computer and different software. And so, literally, what I do is if people understand the concept that everything has its own unique fingerprint, and then you take the fingerprint of something that the body isn't recognizing and you send it through the laser. So it's almost like the laser is the medium of transfer. And the information of the substance, whether it's, the dog, maybe it's a food, and, ongoing joke, maybe you're allergic to your spouse, like you send the frequency through. And then the body takes that and updates its own programming, and it goes, now I know what this is. I don't have to react to it anymore.
I know what that is. In doing the work that I do, one of the things can be an idea allergy, which sounds very similar to I'm allergic to my husband, because one of them was as an example, a woman just could not stand her husband's cologne anymore, and she had an idea allergy to her husband because they were in a kind of like a long-standing feud. And I was working with a client and she said, "Oh my gosh, that happened to me. My husband's worn the same cologne the whole time we've been together, and he really hurt my feelings and upset me about 3 weeks ago. And I cannot stand his cologne." And I told him he just couldn't wear it anymore. And so, the physical and the emotional and the mental, that it all goes together. So that's interesting that you could use laser acupuncture. I love that. I'm gonna have to see if there's somebody around here that does it.
And the one thing that's interesting as well is they've made the connection between if someone has a skin allergy or skin inflammation, not allergy, but you cut yourself or whatever it is, whatever you might be exposed to at that same time, your body can develop an allergy to because your body is stressed out and under high alert. But you would never make the connection.
Oh, but this laser acupuncture makes the connection easily for us. Don't you love technology?
I guess that's where my computer science thing kind of comes in. At least I understand, I can wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people are like, "How do you do that?" Well, I just do. Like, I can show you and you could do it too. Can I explain it? Not necessarily. I
Yeah.
cannot. All right, so now you've helped your daughter, you have helped your son, I mean your husband, and now you work with clients. So how does working with clients look like? Do they come into your office? Do you work online? Like, how does that happen?
I do a combination. So obviously people that are local, they do prefer to come in to see me. It's fairly easy from that aspect. I tell them, you get to just chill out on my little mat here and I'm doing all the work with the laser, and I'll show them the testing and I'll demonstrate the testing. And that's kind of how the skeptics, when they come in and they're desperate, and I get to demonstrate, and then you see the look in their eyes when they go, oh. And so then they get that. So, yeah, literally, they come in, I'll have a consult with them. I'll do some different testing based on their symptoms, find out what's going on, and then I use the laser to balance things out. If someone is remote, there's different ways of doing it. I have different types of software where you can literally just, you can take their picture. And I know it's, for some people it sounds a little bit out there, but when you take their picture, you have their frequency, you have their energy, so then you can work on them. It's
I
just
love
like being
that.
connected on the phone, right? So there's so many different options. Like you can, once you start heading on this path, it never seems to end. There's always something new that you can learn or incorporate or add on as you go.
I love that you are open to all the different. I'm not going to say modalities. I'm going to say methods, maybe paths to work with people, because I've spoken to other energy healers who do work similar to what I do, similar to what you do. Ours are very similar and totally different. And they're like, "Oh no, I only work in person. It doesn't work if you're not in the same room." And I'm like, "Okay, everything is energy. We're all connected by energy." I don't know if it was in the 40s or 50s, but Albert Einstein said the future of medicine is in frequencies, and frequencies are energy. So we did not, you and I, Christine, did not make this up. Like this has been, it's
No.
just been evolving and developing. So I love that. And I love that you can help people all over the world, right? Because if they can get in contact with you, you can help them. Like they have that possibility. Oh my gosh, I love that. So do you ever work in groups, or is it mostly one-on-one?
It's typically one-on-one.
Okay.
It's something that is in my future that I am working on to start working with groups or, teaching people how to be me.
Yeah.
Right? If people are interested in doing what I do, then I will show them how to do that. Different type of clientele though, right? Most people, quick fix. Here you come and you work on me, and I chill and relax. And
Yeah, I recently was introduced to a new thing, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I love that!" And somebody said, "Oh, you should talk more about that." And I said, "No, I just need to find the referral person to send them to because I don't want to learn that, but I want people to be aware of it, right? Like this is my experience. I want them to be aware." And yeah, I want people to be aware that laser acupuncture can help with allergies in all sorts of ways, but I don't want to learn how to do it.
well, and because that's the thing is you can spread yourself so thin doing so many different things that you end up spinning your wheels.
Yeah. And then you don't really get anywhere. Oh my gosh, I love this. So you told me that you have a freebie. What's your freebie, and how is it going to help the audience member who gets it?
So what I've got is just a PDF. And it's literally christinelauer.ca. So my first and last name.ca. And it's an introductory thing that shows you how you can test yourself. And you can have fun with it. And I've done it, it's like a basic testing method that they can play around with and practice with without getting overwhelmed with all the different things that are out there.
I love that. I use a pendulum in my work. I was first taught with a necklace with a weight on it to get it moving for a yes or no, to like that energy testing, the muscle testing. And I was talking with someone recently, and I said, the people who are really into crystals will say they have to be washed and they have to be put out on a full moon to absorb the moon's energy. And then they need to be put out in the sunlight to absorb the energy of the sun. And the person I was talking to was like, "That's all true. That's all true." And I said, "Yeah, and I do none of that, and it still works." And she was like, "What?" And I went, "I hold it in my left hand with the intention that we're, it's going to give me the right answers." And it does. And she went, I can see that. So I love that, like, we can learn to do things ourselves. And I think we're in a, which you've been doing this for 20 years, which is more years than I have, but I love that people are more and more open and receptive. Are you finding that people are more open and receptive to the work that you do?
There's been a huge shift over the last few years. It's an explosion, and not necessarily in some of my family members, but there has been a shift, and people are looking for natural things because the other system is falling apart.
Well, and there's so much skepticism around it, and even the good things they do get questioned, and then something bad happens, and that adds to the skepticism. So, yeah, I totally get that. I'm a both and kind of girl. We need the energy healing frequency work, and sometimes I just need an aspirin, you know?
Well, yeah, like it, everything has its place, right? And ideally, everything should be working together.
And I think that what you do, the thing that I like about what you've shared today, is you get to the root cause of it. I worked with somebody with eczema, and it took us a number of sessions, and we think we identified it back to when she was a little girl. They used to wash eggs in a certain bath, and the chemical would penetrate the shell of the egg because it's porous. And they quit doing it because people would get rashes. And once we got to that level of what's the root cause, her eczema is gone. So many ways to get to the same place, but it really starts with that intention and that energy work. And of course, a laser is obviously energy. And I love that your computer science background like ties it all together. This has been an awesome conversation.
I know this has been great.
So if we're gonna like wrap up, what is something I can do for myself? Obviously, I'm gonna get your PDF at christinelauer.ca, and I'm gonna get that PDF so I can learn to start checking my own allergy sufficiency, insufficiency. But what is one other thing that the audience can take away with that they can actually do to improve their own health?
Okay.
Good
So
question, I know.
this isn't going to be from an energy perspective, but it's all connected because everything that we're exposed to at some level creates the inflammation and the buildup in our bodies that can trigger allergies, whether it's emotional or whatever it is. So from a food perspective, I'm telling people now, you got to get off all those seed oils.
Off the what? Seed
The seed
oils?
oils.
Like
So,
avocado oils and.
no, I'm talking about like sunflower oil, canola oil, the vegetable oil, all the highly processed oils. Like coconut oil is fine, avocado oil is fine. But the seed oils, they're so inflammatory and they're causing a lot of problems. We're having too many of the wrong types of fats.
Right, because we went through a whole period there where like it was kind of like all fats are good fats in moderation or whatever, and they're now finding all fats are not created equal.
Exactly. And even some of the ones they tout as being good are not, you know?
That's very interesting. I was on an online event the other day, and as part of like a clearing this woman was doing, she started talking about inflammation, which I've always associated inflammation with food because that's what I see is inflammation is caused by the foods that we actually ingest. And she was talking about removing, it was an intention setting to remove all inflammation from the body, whether it is from foods or not, because our emotions can create that. And you made reference to that too, that emotions can cause the allergies. Like it's all, everything's connected. And to quote Dr. Bradley Nelson, it's like everything is connected to everything and anything can cause anything.
Exactly, any symptom can be allergy, right? People always think, I don't have allergies because I don't have a rash or itchy nose or runny eyes. But you have to start think like paying attention to what the body's saying so that you can put the pieces together, right?
And you do it quickly and easily with your laser acupuncture. I love that. So I'll have Christine's information in the show notes so you can very easily click the link and get to her website so you can grab that PDF. I think that's just going to be amazing. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being on Potapalooza and for being my guest today on Destined for Success.
Thank you so much. It's been so much fun and it's been great like chatting with you.
So good to meet you. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.